showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Guess what today is? Hump day!
Woo-hoo!
Feels like a hump day, doesn't it?
Well, you know what else it is? It's what? Cinco de Mayo today.
Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, happy 5th day of May. This is when was it? I think the Mexican army beat the army from France back in 1862. Yeah.
You know, everybody used to think it was Mexican Independence Day, but it's not. As far as I know, it's a made-up holiday, isn't it?
Well, I guess the actual celebration of Mexico's independence isn't celebrated till September, but this had something to do with the Battle of Puebla during the France-Mexican War in 1862.
What is it?
Puebla.
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 Puebla. You know what Puebla. I think it is? I think this whole thing was conjured up by Budweiser.
Well, to your point along those lines, JT, and I looked this up, it is the 7th highest holiday in beer sales in the United States of America.
See?
Yeah, $658 million in beer sales
for
Cinco de Mayo week. How about
Cinco de Mayo. So how will you celebrate it today? What are you going to do? You going to do anything?
Well, check this out. Yes, absolutely. Here's what I've been doing all day.
All right.
So a busy morning for the road man today. So I get up today. Actually got a good night's sleep. I haven't been sleeping well lately. Got a good night's sleep. But I woke up with a headache. I'm like, oh, geez, what do I do? So I took some whatever, Motrin, whatever it is, right? I'm like, I'm not going to let that drag me down. I'm going to get stuff done today. So I ran the sweeper in the apartment today. I did the laundry.
Yeah, if I'm not sleeping, nobody else is. Is that it? Thanks. I bet Brittany loved that. What time did you get up and start running the sweeper?
Brittany was already awake.
Yeah,
she was already up, so I didn't wake her up or anything
I can't sleep, no one sleeps.
9 o'clock I got up today. I'm a late sleeper. I got up at 9 o'clock. So I run the sweeper. I'm doing some laundry, and I'm like, wait a second. It's Cinco de Mayo. We've got to have nachos and queso and everything tonight.
No.
So I got like 3 pounds of chicken, and I got the air fryer out, and I made chicken this morning. I cooked the chicken this morning. And I chopped it up already, so when we're done at 7 o'clock in honor of Cinco de Mayo, the chicken's already made. I got the queso in the fridge, all right? Plenty of tequila and margarita mix.
There you go.
We're having nachos. We're having, the margaritas, doing shots of tequila, and we're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo at home today. How
there
about
you
that?
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, Margaritaville.
Absolutely, positively, man.
There you go.
Gotta love it, man. So I love making my home nachos because when you go to the restaurant, now some places do it real. They put too much stuff on. Others don't put enough on. You know, I like to put my, like a pizza, I like specific stuff on my nachos, right? So here's what I do. We go out and we get south of the border nachos. They're a big-ass bag of these things. Brittany gets them at Sam's Club. They're like 14-pound bags or something like that, right? So you put them on it, and then you get the oversized plate, and you put the nachos down. Then I chopped up my chicken, so I'm going to put that on top of the nachos. Then here's what I load up on, all right? I go jalapeno peppers, lettuce, black olives, okay? And then we'll mix in a little, what is it, Parmesan, Romano.
Parmesan.
Whatever.
Get Parmesan cheese on there.
Sure you can.
That's not Spanish. That's not Mexican.
Okay. Asiago cheese. Is that better?
I don't know.
Asiago on there?
You got any tomatoes on this thing?
I'm not a tomato guy.
You got to have some salsa, though, don't you?
Well, that's the thing. It's either salsa or queso. I prefer the queso. All right?
Queso's good.
So whatever cheese, let's call it Asiago and provolone cheese we'll put on top
provolone.
Of it along with American,
Italian
right?
nachos. Go ahead.
Yes. Then you melt that, right? You put that in the microwave for a few minutes, heat it up, melt it so the cheese melts. Then on top of that, you get the queso, and you pour that on top of
more
everything
cheese.
Else, man. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's going to be a wonderful day.
Here's the problem with nachos. You order nachos at a restaurant. You don't know where you're getting it from. And sometimes, I mean, if it's not really a Mexican restaurant, you get nachos, they come out, and everything coagulates, and it's like eating a brick, and everything sticks together. Or, to make matters worse, you get that one chip that's got everything on it, then another chip got nothing on it. I hate that.
Or, if you get it with beef, it gets soggy, oh. and the chips are no, and you can't even scoop them up. Yeah. They fall apart. You know what I mean?
That's bad. That's not good.
So that's why I like to make mine at home. Now, having said that, JT, you ready for this?
Yep.
I found on Ranker.com. I love this website, by the way.
It ranks everything. That's why it's Ranker.
Yeah. That's why they call it that, yeah. Ranker.com ranked the top five restaurants of Mexican chain restaurants in the U.S.
Okay.
All right? Top five Mexican chain restaurants in the United States of America. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Coming in at number five, the Roadman's personal favorite, Chipotle Mexican Grill.
Good.
Love Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Big fan of Chipotle. Brittany and I, Cameron, told you he won Chipotle for a year by making a field goal from 35 yards at a Medina High School football game. So Chipotle's number five. Qdoba Mexican restaurant. Have you ever had Qdoba?
No, that's just it. I knew there were going to be a lot of these that I've never heard of before.
Okay. I've had Qdoba. Not bad, but not as good, in my opinion. Downtown Cleveland, that area.
Oh, they have one in Cleveland?
Yeah, yeah. El Pablo Loco.
I don't know. It's going to be fun to hear you try to pronounce these names. El Pablo Loco.
Yeah, that's number three. I have no idea where it's based, but it's got to be good if it's number three in the United States for best Mexican chain restaurants.
Out west.
All right, let's see here. Chevy's Fresh Mex. Have you ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. Is this Chevy Chase's the restaurant? Do you have a chain of restaurants?
I'm not sure.
That's number two, according to Ranker.com. And the number one ranked best Mexican chain restaurant in the United States
of America.
Make a run
for the border. Come on, beat Taco Bell.
Moe's Southwest.
Oh, I've been to Moe's. Moe's is good. We have one at Belden Village. What, no Taco Bell in that list?
You want to know where they finished?
Where?
They weren't in the top five.
Come on,
Taco Bell ranked 15th in the United States of America.
There's more Taco Bells than any other Mexican restaurant that we even know of.
I'm just telling you what Ranker said, and if Ranker says it, it must be true.
I'm tired of
Taco Bell.
I don't believe him.
15th.
How are you going to rank places that don't even exist? We haven't heard of three of the five restaurants. You can make up anything you wanted to. Chevy Chase. What is that?
Go to Ranker.com, type in best Mexican chain restaurants in the U.S. You can see all of this. And I guess a shout-out to El Campesino?
El Campesino.
In, chain. They're a chain, I think, right, in Canton?
Yes,
and surrounding
they are
areas.
A chain here in Canton. Yes, they are.
So they provided lunch today for people who went to the radio station. You and I are doing the show from home today. I guess they had a celebration of Cinco de Mayo at WHBC today, courtesy of El Campesino.
Everybody got their hands in the chips there. I'll stay home. Thank you. But it was a nice effort. It was a nice gesture. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. But, I mean, honestly, you're going to go back to the radio station and eat chips after Rich was in there?
Well, or you make Rich wait last and he gets the leftovers. You don't have to worry about it, right?
Oh, no Rich today.
Take the leftovers.
No, Brian, how was the food today? You were there. You're at the station. How was the food today?
Well, I'm going to eat mine later, but I've been to El Campesino many times, and I know it will be good. It was a nice intimate gathering of about five people.
Intimate gathering. So formal.
Nobody here.
So formal on Cinco de Mayo at the radio station.
I could count on my hand. Pam, Larry, Dale, Chad, and Bill Morgan, who filled in for John today. That was it.
Yes. Brian, will you clean out the microwave when you're done heating things up at 5:30?
Yeah, the sauce will splatter, so I better.
Of course it will. Yes.
I will say this. Now, I'm particular about my salsa, as you could imagine, right?
Yeah.
I'm just really.
You never know what you're going to get.
El Campesino salsa, the best I've ever had. And that's better than Chi-Chi's. And I loved Chi-Chi's back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
I love
they still make it.
Yeah, well, even though the restaurant isn't around, you can buy the Chi-Chi's.
Their queso's to die for. I will tell you that right now.
It's really
it's a white
good.
Sauce.
So, but since I can't get that anymore, either the salsa or the queso there from Chi-Chi's, in the restaurant, El Campesino, whenever. That's the only. Because most of it's gone by the time you and I get there, so there's usually chips and salsa left over from El Campesino, and that's what I eat, and I end up taking it home and chowing down.
Brian, here's what I want you to do. Are you still with us?
Yeah, and I forgot to mention Joanne. She was.
Brian,
oh, that's right.
Here's what I want you to do. How much food is left over there today?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Again, there wasn't that many people here.
I don't want you to wait till 5:30 for your dinner. I want you to nibble all day long. I want you to close that studio door. Okay? Are you following me, Kenny?
Oh, I know where you're.
I want you to light up that studio. When the morning news gets in there, they won't know what hit them.
I'll make sure all the air is off so it stays nice and stagnant in here.
That's COVID correct air. Make sure there's no airflow in there. That's good.
They'll need a gas mask tomorrow.
Can you imagine that? Pam Cook, JD DeAngelis show up for work. What's that smell?
Pam, what is that stench that is in the who died? Studio?
Who was in here last night? No one. Wonder Dog's going nuts over here.
So happy Cinco de Mayo. Enjoy the celebration. Do however you do when it comes to Cinco de Mayo and celebrating it. I will do it at home with nachos and margaritas tonight.
I'll give you a celebration.
What's that?
When you win 7 of your last 9 and you take your first 2 games on the road in Kansas City, not to mention you just already won 2 of 3 in Chicago, let's talk some Indians baseball, man. Come on.
How about this, JT? True story. Swear to God, give me a Bible. I'll put my hand on it. Swear me in court. I'm following the game again on my phone because I have YouTube, which doesn't have the Indians channel now. They're still battling over the contract. So here's what I've done the last 2 nights. It worked in the first game. I waited and waited and waited. Then I went to my phone at about the 7th inning 2 games ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I put my phone on and I start following the pitch by pitch.
Yeah.
Okay? And, of course, 2 nights ago they win at KC. They scored 5 in the 8th inning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, or was it the 7th?
What are you talking about? When last night?
When did they score last night?
Last night they sent 8 guys to the plate in the 8th and scored 4 runs, including a Bowers blast.
Right. So 2 nights ago, it's the 7th inning. They score 5 runs. My phone sounded like a pinball machine.
Oh, yeah.
Because whenever they hit a home run, it makes a ding. And they set off fireworks on your phone.
Oh, cool.
If you're watching the GameCast, if a guy hits a home run, right? So I'm watching. I'm like, 3-run homer the other night. Who hit the bomb the other night, the 3-run blast? Who was that had the 3-run
homer? Naylor hit one.
That was the 2-run shot after the 3-run homer. I forget who hit it 2 nights. Whoever
Eddie Rosario.
It was. There you go. Rosario hits the 3-run homer. My phone goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
2 batters later, Rosario hits a 2-run homer. My phone goes crazy. They win. So what did I do last night, right? Last night, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to check the score. I'm not going to look till about 2 hours into the game. So, I turn my phone on. It's the 8th inning, and I see a tie score 3-3. And I'm like, all right, let's see if it works again. JT, I swear to God, within 5 minutes, man, somebody drove in a run. They took the lead. And then what happened? You texted me, oh, my God, Jake Bowers hit a home run last night.
Well, here's the funny thing. Here it is.
Swung on. This has hit a ton. Deep right field. Dozier's back. Track wall. Gone! And Jake Bowers got a fastball and that time squared it up. A 2-run home run to right center. And the Indians have blown it open.
Yeah, that's a do-run homer, by the way.
Oh,
a do-run homer by Jake Bowers. You know what's funny about that? Yesterday when we were making fun of the Cavaliers, we were talking about Andy Varejao being re-signed. We were talking about all kinds of crazy things. Somebody mentioned that one of the things that they should do to try to get people to come back to the games is he said something about Jake Bauer. You know, we were talking about what kind of promotion could they run. And he said something about – remember one of the callers called in and said they should do something about Jake Bauer. And I'm telling you, before he went in – and remember, this is a pinch hit last night.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, watch this guy – just to get back at us, and I'm watching it right now. The replay is on, and he's ready to hit it. It's in the top of the 8th. There's a 1-0 count. Jake Bowers is pinch hitting for Yu Chang, and he's in the left side. It's a 1-0 count. He's going to turn on this ball. He's going to hit it into those fountains, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, right before he hits the ball, I'm going, watch, he'll hit a home run. And sure enough, he did. It was unbelievable. I texted you immediately.
You did. I'm like, oh, my God. So I waited a few minutes on my phone because what happens then, if you're watching it on GameCast, within about 5 minutes, they will show you the actual highlight of the home run. So I'm like, all right, I got to watch this. And JT, He crushed that.
Turned on it.
And he enjoyed it.
He's still enjoying it.
Yeah, you talk about watching a ball launch into the seat and the bat flip and Cadillacing it around the bases, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, that's your first home run of the year, and you're going to pull that out. If you're in the lineup, you're going to get dotted. Somebody's going to dot you tomorrow.
Nah.
Now, I don't agree with that. I think that's childish and stupid, the old baseball, rules and everything like that. So you should be able to Cadillac. But he did a bat flip like it was the fifth game of the World Series, and he just put them up, man. And then he was prancing around the bases like he was, in a bag of chips.
I don't think he was Cadillac. He was pumped up, man. He was giving high fives. He was going crazy. And that's a lot of frustration that he was, that was coming out. I have no problem with this. I think this is the way. I feel like Trevor Bauer when it comes to this stuff. I think this is what baseball should be. And remember this. Every time you watch a pitcher, when he strikes out a guy, he's showing up the batter. He walks around the mound.
Right.
He takes that stroll almost all the way to the baseline. Turns his back to the guy as the guy's walking back to the dugout. There's no difference here. Let him celebrate, man. Let's have some fun. It's a boring game for the most part. I told you yesterday, even though they're only 1 hour behind us, it's hard to stay up past midnight watching these games. I was watching last night, and I thought, okay, one of two things. If they get blown out, I can go to bed early. Well, they didn't get blown out. They came back. They won. Again, another very entertaining game in a team. I'm not going to say they're good yet. They still got a lot of problems offensively, but they're starting to find a little chemistry. They're starting to put together 2- and 3-run innings. They're starting to score with 2 outs. They score. They lead the majors in runs past the 6th inning. The team is not that bad to watch. But the thing is, you've lost so many big names on this team that it's hard. You look at it and say, okay, our defense in the outfield is still horrendous. We're going to get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
There's a really bad play in the 3rd inning, I believe, in right center field that dropped between Harold Ramirez and Josh Naylor like a volleyball game. I got it. You got it. Nobody's got it. But then again, to make matters worse, the umpire screwed up the call. But they say at that stadium, for whatever reason, they've got those LEDs in the outfield. There's a scoreboard. The ball blends in with it, and all hell broke loose, okay, for a matter of a moment. But at the same time, it ended up helping the Indians. We'll get to that in a second. But the thing is, this team's really not that bad, or the division isn't any good.
Bingo. And that's what I started after they won again last night, right? And I'm like, damn, they're only a game out of first. And I started thinking to myself, all right, I've been ragging on this team. Their lineup still sucks, when you look at the batting averages and everything like that. And besides Bieber and Savale, the rest of the pitching staff, starters have been questionable, but the bullpen's been good.
Back end's been great.
Yeah, so they may have just enough to challenge in this crappy division to make the play. Now, how will they do in the playoffs? I don't know. But because this division is not good at all, maybe they'll have just enough to contend for this division championship.
I got news for you. Maybe Major League Baseball itself isn't that good, and they could still make a run.
Yeah, it's
the Red Sox are in first place in the East, and they're not supposed to be that good this year.
Yeah, they are. And who did I see? Frankie Lindor's batting like .173, but the Mets are tied for first or in second or something close like that. They're a .500 team. The Indians are a .500 team or slightly over .500 now and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like baseball is either really, really bad, okay, the Indians are better than I gave them credit for, and I don't think it's that. I think it's the latter. Okay. I think baseball is really struggling.
I think right you're now. Right, and I think if you've got just enough to get there, anything can happen, especially when you've got the pitching we've got. And more importantly than the starting pitching for me is the back end of this bullpen, man. We're just shutting people down.
What, Karinchak? Has Karinchak given up a run yet?
He gave up a run 2 nights ago. He gave up a dinger. Okay. But other than that, he hasn't given up a home run yet. But yesterday, you brought Quantrill in. It was a series of 3 or 4 different pitchers. It was a bullpen game for the most part yesterday.
All right. Yeah. And so they get a win in a bullpen game. And tonight at 8:10 right here on WHBC, they've got Shane Bieber on the hill going. So you feel pretty good about your chances against the Royals with Shane Bieber on the mound. So, JT, after tonight's game, the Indians could be tied for first place.
Yeah.
in the AL Central Division. Because the White Sox are currently playing, what you said, 0-0?
Yeah, they're in Cincinnati. Let me check and see if we have a score on that.
Okay, all right.
Let's see here. DP today. Bottom of the ninth, two outs.
Yeah.
The Reds have runners on first and second.
So if Chicago loses this game, the Indians
one of those guys is Tyler Naquin?
Yeah. If the Indians beat the Royals, then they'll be tied with the Royals for first place, I think, in the division with one more game left in this series tomorrow at 2:10.
Tyler Naquin is on first base. They intentionally walked him, yes.
That's because he's a big-time hitter
now.
Come
on, Tyler Naquin.
The Cincinnati Reds. There you go.
My man.
So hopefully the Reds can pull this one out in the bottom of the ninth, beat the White Sox. The Indians can win their fourth in a row tonight, third in a row against the Royals, and they'll be in first place, and they'll be 16-13, and I will gladly eat crow if this team makes the playoffs. I picked them to go 81-81 and not make the playoffs, but I hope they do because it's good for everybody.
Well, that's what you thought. Baseball was better this season. You know, this might be what it is. And it's still early. I mean, it's still really early, but you want to send a message to a team like Kansas City and not let them get on a roll this early in the season.
Because when we look back at the preseason, the rankings, the Royals were picked fourth behind the White Sox, Twins, and Indians, right? So a lot of people were thinking, okay, yeah, they're off to a good start, but is Kansas City for real? Well, if the Indians can go in there and sweep, you know, four games, maybe that will send the Royals back to reality start a downward trend for them and an upward trend for the Indians because nobody picked Kansas City to win.
Now we know why. By watching them the last couple of times, and let's remember, they've already been to Cleveland as well, their problem is their bullpen. This team can hit. The Royals can hit. The problem is their bullpen, for the most part, has been really bad against the Indians. And it showed last night and the night before. Indians scored most of their runs after the sixth inning, and now we know why. They were getting no hit into the fifth inning.
Last night?
By a guy that had an ERA of like six, that minor character.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got to give some credit to, I guess, Chris Antonetti and the Indians because I had no idea what his first name was, okay? And who's the center field? What is it? Harold
Hank? Ramirez came out of nowhere. He's got four hits in his nine trips to the plate.
First ball swinging, Harold Ramirez rips one into left field. That'll be an RBI single. We've got a new ball game tied at three. And Harold Ramirez has his first RBI as a Cleveland Indian. A swing and a shot toward right field. It's a fair ball inside the line and down into foul territory. Near the sidewall it goes. In to score the go-ahead run is Reyes. And it's an RBI double for Harold Ramirez.
Dude, I wish you could watch these games. He's great at the plate. But in center field, you never know what's going to happen. He doesn't call anyone off.
Okay. Well, he hasn't been out there that often.
I mean, there's a ball in the gap, and he's going over. He's getting it no matter what. And, you know, he's pumped up probably because he got called back up, and he's playing well. And
Did you know who he played for?
Yes. I don't care if it's Luplo. I don't care if it's Naylor. He's going for it. Somebody's going to collide.
I had no idea who I didn't know he was in the big leagues with the Miami Marlins.
He was their cleanup hitter.
Yeah, two seasons ago, and I didn't even know he was on the roster.
On an offense like this, I don't care what team he played for. He was a cleanup hitter. He's good enough to be cleanup hitter. He's great to hit sixth or seventh in this lineup.
Well, he drove in two runs yesterday, so Harold Ramirez and Jake Bowers, the offensive.
yeah, exactly. What a juggernaut. But you know who's really playing well at the plate? I mean, Jose Ramirez gets you a hit every day. You expect that. Nice thing is you don't have to rely on him to win every game. You know who's really hitting the ball well?
Who?
Franmil Reyes. He's a stud. This guy's going to be something.
Franimal.
You know why?
The Franimal. Yeah.
He's not getting sucked in with this breaking ball. He's not swinging at air. He's not getting faked out all the time. He's seeing the ball well right now. Hopefully he doesn't become streaky like we've seen in the past, but over the last 60 games, the guy's been actually really good.
Well, they need him to be really good, all right? Because right now, who's carrying this team? It's Jose Ramirez, Franmil Reyes, Eddie Rosario, and Harold Ramirez. Those are the guys that
are carrying the offense. Eddie Rosario didn't even play last night. I mean, he's still nursing a sore knee. I would have probably expect to see him in the lineup tonight. And like you said, you got Bieber on the mound tonight, so you got to like your chances, right?
Absolutely. Come on. We'll talk a little more Tribe coming up here on the Kenny and JT Show. Are you watching? Are you starting to get interested? What are you doing for Cinco de Mayo? We'll get into that. Hey, heads up, 4 o'clock, Jim Donovan, the Browns voice. The voice of the Cleveland Browns on WHBC, going to join us to talk Browns offseason. We'll sprinkle the infield later today. We got a lot to get to, a lot going on. We want you to be a part of it, so give us a holler at 330-450-1480, the number to join us here on the Kenny and JT Show. And go Reds!